It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 323.
What's going on? I just sniffed before we started. Sorry about that.
I think it's fine. Yeah. I think we missed it. How are you feeling, just the two of us at the desk today?
Mate, this feels like it's been forever, but it hasn't. It was like 2 days ago. Monday we did our own episode. But I think as much as I love people coming onto the show, I do enjoy a bit of banter between you and I.
Just chilling out.
I mean, what does everyone think? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is our email. Let us know what you've been thinking about the amount of guests we've had. Oh, hang on, guys. Got a message from my mum.
What'd she say?
I asked if we can go down for din-dins.
Oh, yeah. We as in me as well? What are we having?
You're not coming, mate. I have another baby that I go and attend to in the afternoon. Okay. And that's my son. Uh-huh. And then my wife and I look after that child.
And so what did
Mr. 97 and I look after you. Mum said, yeah, that would be lovely. What time?
What do you think you'll have?
Well, you know, it's pretty safe. It's a pretty safe bet sort of just guessing what we'll have at mum and dad's, because it's either...
If it was my mum and dad's, would nachos would be a fair bet.
Is that a go-to for...
I think it's a go-to.
Fuck, we're on food banter. He got me.
Well, I think nachos, are nice and easy.
He's doubling down.
What are you...
No, it's either like chicken schnitzels, some form of meat, a really nice salad grated up, beetroot and lots of different stuff. So, yeah.
I'm so pumped. She's always ready for the idea that you might come to their place?
Their fridge is stocked better than mine. Mm. And so there is always food on the table, which is lovely. It's always been the way growing up.
We're doing Marley Spoon soon.
Oh, that's good. I mean, Bree's already put lazy fucks.
The reason I know is because Bree's already put in the calendar, cancel Marley Spoon.
What, from the free trial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it true? Was it you that was friends of mine?
Yeah.
Basically doing like the 50% off on what's the other one?
Oh,
mate. The popular one? You've
green,
done it.
Go green.
The Fresh.
Fresh.
Hello Fresh.
Yep. That was good. I think we've got such a good rhythm now of prepping on Sundays and having so much frozen stuff that you end up just when you can't be bothered for a week, you've actually got all your frozen stuff prepped. Anyway, I want to get away from food talk. I was thinking,
That wasn't a brand
integration,
by the way. We need
a fucking high five, yeah? We need a high five.
Why'd you do it like that? He just sort of, he had his fingers.
Oh, because I was trying to reach. It looks really awkward if you were watching. Mr. 97's disappointed my high five.
Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel where all of our videos go, because this podcast is also, everyone listens. We get a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to get some more YouTube views.
Yes, we would. We just officially signed the lease.
Just don't bang the table.
Well, we just signed the lease to the new building. We've paid the deposit. Yeah. Which
did you? I'm about to reveal something. It's slightly unprofessional.
Yeah.
The real estate agent said, "Now you read the lease."
Yes.
I said yes.
Did
based
you?
Based on you reading it, you read it,
mate. It is a big problem. The amount of emails that come through that I'm also a part of, but you just don't read.
I can't allow the negativity in.
What negativity?
Well,
it's a contract that's binding us for 2 years plus the extension of potentially three more.
My thing is, isn't that a good trust exercise? I'm like, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Actually, it's empowering in terms of going, well, if I am going to be the only one reading this, I need to be safe and certain in myself that we've done the right thing. And I always get my old man to look over shit. Yeah. Because why do you have old man?
Nick, the real estate agent, said, "Oh, was there anything that you weren't sure on with the lease?" And you were upstairs at that point. I was, Tommy. A bit of that.
It's signed. Big baby act. It's
that's fine.
It's fine. But no, we've signed it and it's all rigidig.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've got such a great opportunity. But I was thinking, and I mentioned this to Craig Harper, I was saying, as we are, the school of Seth Godin, reading all his books and, you know, understanding his principles and stuff. The thought of being picked and picking yourself, we've talked about tirelessly on the show. But I had a moment the other day when we did pay the deposit and the feeling of we're doing this and I'm driving home, I got some good music on and I'm feeling fucking, I'm rushing.
Life is a highway.
It was not that.
That is my song.
It was 50 Cent.
That would give me tingles.
It was a lot different to what you
Life is a highway. It gives me tingles. I think it's from Cheaper by the Dozen, the movie. I just remember, like, I just imagine being in the car and when that song's on, I just imagine a drone shot following me.
It was 50 Cent, I'm the Man. So it was a very different. Mr. 97 knows what's up. Yeah. He's more on my camp.
I'm a man.
I'm the man.
I'm the man. Could you pick something that's a little bit more sort of duo friendly? It's a little bit more
Chris Brown features in it. So
a little bit more team. Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Chris, as in it's there's two people singing on the song. It's kind of, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're both men. I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking back to
Am
a time.
Am I Chris Brown? That's what you're saying. Okay.
No, you're not Chris Brown. Okay. You're definitely not Chris Brown. But that moment where we've decided, we've picked ourselves a pretty hefty lease for the next 5 years.
Well, you did. As I said, I didn't read it.
You're a guarantor on it, mate. Yeah. So sucked in.
I did hear that too. Yeah, the guarantor. But what's the worst? What's the worst that could happen?
We go bankrupt and Mr. 97 becomes.
It takes a lot to get bankrupt.
Of course. Nothing's going to. Mate, we're in a good place. Mm. It's all good. The momentum, as I've said. That moment of we've picked ourselves to do this and. It's a big responsibility, so there's no fucking saying you can't say you're a wanker for saying this because we've actually got a lot more pressure now.
That's what you're saying.
But if people were taking from me saying, we got this, it's like that is the lease and all of this is actually just more pressure that we're ready to take. So
yeah, it's like when someone buys a house or whatever, it's like you could be like, oh my, congratulations, you bought a house or you're committed to paying for a mortgage.
But I think we're committing to our vision. Anyway. Mm-hmm. The feeling that I got from that, which is picking yourself, I was thinking about a time where I've been picked. Mm-hmm. Like I won that competition to go and live in LA for a couple of weeks in that house.
I don't know if it was two weeks. You didn't live in LA. You went on a fucking holiday.
I was living. I was fucking in LA.
Mr. 97, when he said living in LA for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I thought it was
a He doesn't read a fucking contract for a five-year lease, but he picks apart my fucking words. All right.
It was funny. No, because I remember that was a big thing when Hamish and Zoe went to New York. They were planning on going for like 6 weeks, the same time Brie and I were in Europe. And the media would like, it was literally like they had said, like, we're just going over there for a little bit. But when they came home, the way that the articles were written was like they've come back home as if they were like,
okay, so
over there.
I went over there for a stay of, I stayed for about 3 and a bit weeks.
Okay.
The point being,
nearly done.
I remember the feeling when I got that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the gym and this person calls me and says, hello, Tommy. And I said, hello. She said, it's blah, blah, blah from what's that talent management site, that big one?
Star Now.
Bullshit. Blah, 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 from Star Now. It was a competition through Star Now to win the trip to LA. All expenses paid. It's amazing.
Should we update your Star Now?
Definitely. I think we should delete it.
Do you reckon I could get a Star Now?
I've got a lifetime membership. It was a part of the competition. I won a lifetime membership. You got to pay for that shit. Anyway, she says
maybe we could have a duo, like a joint.
Yeah, we could.
Star Now. Yeah. Like married people have Facebook accounts.
We could do that. Can you read the contract of
absolutely not terms and conditions?
So we probably won't get it. But I just remember her telling me now. I need to let you know that you've won. And I just remember the feeling of that. And I was so.
Life is a highway.
I'm a mighty good man.
It's definitely not that. That's not how that song goes. I'm the man. Anyway, and if I bring those two feelings out of my thought, you know, thinking back on both of those feelings, I've realized that picking yourself and being picked have the same feeling when they happen.
Yeah.
But one you're in a lot more control of. So if you're vying to be picked, you can get the same feeling that you'll get by doing it yourself. I was like, why the fuck wouldn't you put the control back in your hands?
Yeah. Well, there is something cool about like there's a little bit more chance maybe. Mr. 97, have you had any phone calls that you remember where it's like where it's been intense? You've won something?
Oh, you've won something.
Nah, never won anything.
Never won anything?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
Do you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see yourself as a guy who wins stuff?
No, not really.
Do you see yourself as a guy that doesn't win stuff? Is that how you identify?
Nah, it's Well, I don't put myself in a position to win stuff. Like I just
you don't go, enter the comps.
I just go and do it.
You say so you pick like, yourself. He's picking
yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I had a big win. Big so win? Virgin Australia, their Velocity program, 2011.
Yeah.
They were doing. You know, I've been obsessed with frequent flyer points.
Yeah.
They were doing double status. So status you only get – for people who haven't gotten into the frequent flyer game, you have points and then you have status credits. You only get status credits when you fly. Mm. Status credits are the only way that you can contribute to getting to – when you hear people say, I'm gold or platinum, they're doing that through status credit. You can't do that through buying shit at Coles. You can now. There's a flybys. Yeah. You can get 10, but it's not going to move the needle.
Yeah, so if you had a shitload of – you can have points but you no status. It just would mean you never fly. You've just somehow accumulated.
You could have set up a credit card or whatever and had all that. Okay. And so I'd gotten they were doing double status credits. Mm. So I had that and I had some trips to Brisbane and all that sort of thing. Managed to get gold and then through doing flying as gold, you get like 100% extra points.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so before you knew it, I had like over 50,000 points and there was a competition where they basically said you can buy stuff on the Virgin, on the Velocity website, through the website. You can buy through money or you can buy things through points.
Yeah.
People never buy – like you would hear this. You never buy anything with points because it's like – the toaster that you can buy, you could also just get like a flight to LA with it. So no one does
it. You actually know somebody, my wife.
Really?
She buys shitloads. Well, because she's never flying and she doesn't – and she had her card connected to something that got her a whole
So she's really like, babe, guess what? Like what? It's like you think you're going to LA. Got a two-piece toaster.
No, she got a steamer. A garment steamer.
Why the fuck aren't you using it?
Yeah, because I haven't got it out of the box yet. That I think would it's be somewhere. I saw her take it out once and now it's
you think about gone. That's one of those things that's in the commercial realm that you really want it to
all be right. personal. You'll so, fucking you'll be eating your words when she buys us a waffle machine for the office.
No, because from Aldi, how much would a waffle machine at Aldi cost?
$30.
$30.
Yeah, absolutely. Free through the points.
But the thing is, if you got like a credit card or whatever – in Australia, you're probably paying $125 for the fucking annual fee.
So
I had, but I read the terms and conditions and what the terms and conditions said is $1 equals one entry into the competition to win potentially, one person would win 1 million points, five people would win 100,000 points, right? So it said $1, one entry. And so if you bought something for, say, you could buy, say, a pair of shoes or whatever for a couple of $100s, that would give you 200 entries.
That's pretty good.
But this is what I did.
Yeah.
You could, it was also 1 point, using 1 point equals one entry. And so what I did is I used my 50,000 points and I subscribed to, this is 2011, I subscribed to magazines. It was like Desktop magazine, I think Macworld magazine.
With your points, you could subscribe. Points. Interesting.
So I spent $50,000 on like this site.
No, 50,000 points?
Yeah, 50,000 points. That's our dollars.
Yeah.
50,000 points.
How many dollars do you think it took that would have been, accumulate 50,000 points?
So probably, I probably spent maybe, it's hard to tell because it would have been like credit cards and stuff. Maybe let's just say it would be worth, if I was to cash that in for a voucher.
Yes.
On Virgin, I think it would have been like $700.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I spent all of my money on these subscriptions. Anyway, I got a phone call from Virgin Australia. I couldn't believe it. I had beat the system. I get a call and they're like, hi, Josh, just letting you know you've won 100,000 points.
Amazing.
And so don't you think that's
amazing? Did they lead with that? Did they?
Yeah, it was very casual.
Did but your the heart thing is, fucking start racing?
Well, I just like straight away went into, I knew it. And I told them, I laid out the whole thing. I said, everyone's been doing this and this is what I did. So I was really proud of it.
Did they respect it or were they like, fuck, we've got to stop that. That's a flaw.
I think like now there's Ozbargain, which is big. I'm sure Ozbargain was around then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Ozbargain, where you can have deals, there'd be a lot of sort of prize pigs that had worked out all of these things.
Oh, mate, there is legit prize pigs that stay at home trying to work out competitions. So in terms of that feeling you've got, have you experienced that in the times that you've really picked yourself, you know you've done. Mm. I've done this.
Yeah, I'm sure. I feel it with The Office. You definitely do? Yeah, like walking good. Around The Office, getting excited.
How do you feel, Mr. 97, about The Office?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I haven't been in it yet, but yeah.
I showed you
it
video.
It looks so sick. Yeah,
well, yeah, well, you've seen the video. You've been holding down the fort while we're out.
But I think that I get real jittery when it comes to buying things, when I'm being a bit silly with money.
Yeah.
So the problem is that picking myself, winning things, making good decisions and really bad decisions all give me the same sort of tingle. And so sometimes, say with The Office, I get that little tingle of like, oh, this is – and so the hard thing is it's like, ooh, this is either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like buying a car or something.
You feel good. I mean – we're excited about more responsibility, which is why when I identify the feeling of winning something from nothing is the same. It's like the feeling is the same. So it's like how's that work internally? Like it's just a release. We've found a gateway to turn on some sort of rush of endorphins.
Yeah. So to explain this offer, so there's three – if you've missed it, we spoke about it on a previous episode. Yeah. Tommy describes it as three floors.
Which you've now.
Yeah, I've gotten on it. Because one of the bottom is the garage, ground floor is the garage. The middle floor is the studio. So it's just going to have, we're going to have like a wall, not too dissimilar to the Lost Cam wall, which, by the way, you took me on a bit of a journey on the way home.
I took you on a good old fashioned palette hunt. Which is what I did for this wall. When I built this, I was searching high and low around the suburbs, seeing, like factories and stuff and asking guys at the front, like, mate, would I be able to take one of these pallets? Yeah, sure, mate, no problem. So I got all of this for free. I didn't pay for a cent of that wood.
Well, so we were going, you were sending me on sort of a different route.
Yeah.
And then a couple of guys stopped us and said, oh, there's no through road here. You can't access the walkway.
Did your heart start racing when I said, oh, yeah, g'day.
Nah, I was fine because they were sort of look like a franchised business. People with logos don't seem as scary.
People in uniform.
Yeah.
Do we need uniform to lower the anxiety level of passers-by?
Well, it was sort of like light. It was a light blue uniform, sort of looked like they could be selling like spa, like filters.
Oh, yeah. Pool filters.
Yeah. Do you reckon filters? That sort of, a bit of that vibe?
Well, I think they looked like not rough around the edges like some tradies can come across, but they look like people who use their hands, but also could go to a business lunch in the same attire.
They had about four utes all with decals on them.
Oh yeah, big business.
So we Tommy asked, can we have some pallets? We're building this sort of thing, and they said, oh, you can have any of those new looking ones, which were ugly. And then you said, what about those blue ones? And they said, oh, no, that's Loscam.
Shep also.
Yeah, and they said, and you're like, oh, we can't have them. They said, no, if you actually take them, it's a $150,000 fine.
From Loscam. Which, I mean.
150, 300, four. We can't afford this fucking building. We've got about $1 million worth of fines on the wall behind us.
No chance. You can't fucking just set this rule out and have it nowhere online and just – otherwise, reckon it's Chinese whispers.
We could literally put something – I could put my phone on the ground and we could say $150,000 fine if you take my phone.
Yeah, and then we just seek legal action.
Yeah.
Hard on this individual.
Surely not. So did that deter you? What are we going
to
do?
Nah, I like it. I like it. I don't think we need to go as hard as we have with the sort of big, thick Loscam ones that we've got
branding.
On here.
No branding.
No, we can't. No pay, no say on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I reckon someone at the company's told somebody else and it's kind of just like Chinese whispers, just got around and it's just now these guys who we see, but they didn't really back it up with like, well, it's official on this site that it says this, blah, blah, blah.
Mr. 97, like, you're looking on your phone.
Just look up $150,000 fine for Loscam pallets.
Can you see anything about that?
Nah, I can't find anything about $150,000, but there's a compensation rate of $26.50 per pallet.
I'll cop that. How many pallets have you got here, bro? I'd take that.
$26.
Can you invoice us, GST? Tax invoice, please. Oh,
yeah, plus GST.
Oh, fuck, they've got us. We can't do it.
No, it's interesting. Yeah, so.
I think there is furniture, there is sites online selling old pallets. And so I've done this time because we need to go pretty hard on finding a bunch of new timber for the wall that we're going to sort of build out the new space. I've found so many that are giving them away. You just got to come pick them up. So I think
– and your dad's got a ute. This is where this is where you shine.
Why?
As a business partner. Your dad with his ute. I needed plants on the weekend.
At this moment, it's me with the contract. It's me with the ute and the dad. Where are you shining, bro?
It's good. I was watching a lot of YouTube videos on how the podcast studio was going to look.
No, I appreciate it.
That's why I feel like if real estate agents could do like a video, like here's your contract. This is what you need to know. Because there is something in like contracts where you're meant to make it easy to like –
oh, you can't bury the lead. You can't bury the thing that's going to say, as soon as you get these keys and you enter, there's another 5% increase on you.
But the biggest concern we had was internet because we're going to start live streaming the show soon.
Yes.
And so what they do in Australia, we have the NBN.
Which National Broadband Network.
Which has just been an absolute joke. I don't understand. I don't even understand it politically.
Can you just look up the dollar number that they've spent on the NBN right now?
$56 billion.
Get stuffed. $56 billion they've spent.
That's the whole budget for rolling out the NBN. Mm-hmm.
I don't know one person that
that's
said
my monthly cost at my building
that said the NBN is amazing.
Yeah,
like
Trevor Long does. He's always I don't know why he's always defending the NBN.
Trev, you got seven phones. You got seven SIM cards. Probably data on them. What's going like? You can't.
It does. It's because the thing is that it's like I think that a lot of people can get like 25 megabits per second. I don't want to talk about it too much because I know I've seen Trev on Twitter and he absolutely slams people who talks about them.
Well, I think you can. Like, this is the thing. We're a business that actually relies heavily on internet. And if we are at the sort of lower end of that business structure that's relying heavily and it can't support us, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We're a small business. Big media company. But we're a small business in Australia.
Yeah.
So if mid-sized business, like small businesses are up to like 40 employees or something. There's some ridiculous number that still classed as a small business. So how does that work?
Yeah.
How can't the internet infrastructure support that?
So we don't get the NBN. So the NBN's got a whole rollout plan in Abbotsford where our new office is going to be, hasn't come to the specific street.
Mm.
So we have a third-party company that came today. And they basically, what they're going to do, that it was the inspection, but they put a dish on the roof and they point it at an apartment block where they run all of the fiber and they are going to push us like a 75 megabit connection up.
So, and so what does it do? It's actually just casting a signal that then shares the internet. Is that what it does?
Yeah, I think that's. I don't complain.
You should know better than I do. What fucking, what are you bringing to the table, bro?
I know, I'm just making sure. I asked the right question. Were you impressed by my questions?
I was.
I was like, is that a Cat 5 cable? You're like, yeah.
Well, there's a lot. And then you told the real estate agent, mate, Cat 5, he's just walking out going, is it, are they fucking bringing animals to this place?
he's got no idea what it is.
Is he bringing
five cats?
He's going to speak to the owner and say, they're bringing five cats. Yeah. They're blue. Yeah. What are these cats? They're like, they're long and skinny. Mm-hmm. What the f- I love that you sometimes over technify. It's not the word, but you.
Absolutely not the word.
But you make stuff so technical for some people using some words. I just see just people just.
What am I like in those official situations? I shook, even though
Boris is great because Boris has fucking knowledge.
No one knows who Boris is.
Boris is the guy from the internet service company.
Correct.
Boris Serbian. Is exactly who you'd think Boris would be. Yeah. Had like a Russian accent. I was like,
Serbian. He's Serbian.
Serbian. I was like, dude, you fit the Boris mold.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Yeah. I knew some Borises growing up. That was I knew one Boris that was like, Boris, and it was like. Amazing. I loved
no
it.
No accents.
Yes,
keep
hello,
that
I'm Boris. It was amazing. And I was like, fuck, he was happy and he's like knew his shit.
Boris was so happy, wasn't
Boris.
He?
I was impressed with Boris.
Lightning Broadband, Boris is a keeper.
Boris.
Because he was just like, because I always expect for those types of things that it's always bad news.
Mate,
how often do you go to an inspection?
Yeah.
When is an inspection ever good?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? House inspections. Never good.
They're late. They're this. Yeah. They're that. It's
Boris was waiting for us.
Boris,
and he was like, he's like, I can see the tower from here. It's gonna be great,
boys. It's like all I want is to feel like they've fucking got us. Mm. They've got our back. That's all you want. I think offering service to anyone as a business, you just need to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And Boris, you made me comfy.
You did that. So we had last week, we had four guests on.
Yeah, this that was huge.
Who did we have this week? We've had Nate from Itch Pig.
Yep, Genevieve Day.
Genevieve Day from Day Management.
Yeah, now we got the boys back back with the Gronks.
What's been what's the big takeaway in regards to guests, Mr. 97? What have you liked the most about having guests on?
Probably just the variety of people that we have. Like we literally went from like a clothing company and then having people on last week as well, and then Genevieve just talking about the whole new generation of like influencers and social media.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I wonder what it's like as a listener flipping between just us two and and the guests, because they seem like different shows, do you think?
Yeah.
But I like doing these shows as much, but I like both.
Yeah.
We've talked about doing 7 days. There's a bigger case for it now, I guess.
There's a bigger case now that we have more people on. And with our new space, we're going to have just a revolving door of friends of the show.
Was this a big stretch when – so before a big media company, you had your own business called Frisbee & Co., which was in this space. What I like about this new space is this is like – me coming into this one was a little bit like your boyfriend's got a – got a house and you're just sort of coming in and it's like, oh, no, it's yours now too. And it's like, oh, put your stuff there and take down your ex, like the photo of your ex, which was the logo. But I this mean, is nice because it's a joint. This is we both, I mean, you looked at the contract, I signed the contract.
Yeah. You know what, like as much as there's a lot of people saying business partnerships are hard and I'm sure there's heaps that are shit and there's hard times for us. But in the
they're so hard. What were you going to say?
I was going to say there is so many. There is this week. I feel like there's been moments where it's like we. I think there's we have conversations, but it feels some of them are scary.
Yeah.
And you know, one of them was just about the state of the economy and businesses willing to spend money and stuff. You know, money budgets going down. You know, from what they used to be.
Koshy.
But. I think that there's conversations that when you're a solo operator, and if you are one, I've been one, so I fucking feel for you. The conversations, if you're not like, sometimes I don't like going home and just sort of bringing it all back up with my partner. It's not the first thing I want to do because I want to enjoy my wife's company. So it's in my head and there's solo thoughts and conversations I have to have for myself. And that's why we started this podcast, because we would talk about that shit.
Yeah.
But now as a team, it's like we can have these conversations where it's about hard stuff, but you feel like – I know like the way Josh talked about it, I've got my back. And I think there's sometimes where it's like you actually need to be the stronger one out of the two.
Well, you all got to have your things. Yeah. I think it's like – I think about the strategic thing. I know that you're like looking after the contract thing, but also, to be honest, like even it's edits.
The one thing that brings down the business, the contract.
You know, there's if anything ever happens to the office and something really bad happens, if all of a sudden it turns out that we've sublet, like it's a sublease and there's four other people in the space.
It was crazy simple. That's why I didn't have to.
Yeah, it was very simple. But the thing, I definitely think that the one thing with business partners, I'm a lot more accountable. Like I'm doing, like working from home. I actually like have the guilt to do work.
Yeah.
Like I used to be able to like go home and just fuck around.
Yeah, yeah.
Just watching YouTube.
No, you're right.
But there is that pressure of like, even though I was like working from home this morning, I'm like, oh, I've got to go in. I've got to, you know.
If anything, it's just
accountability.
Accountability, responsibility. And it can empower you. You can think it disempowers you. Or you can see it to be the thing that will drive me to do the thing I don't really want to do, but I know that I'm accountable to someone else. Relationships, all of that. Like how much better does a relationship make you if it's the right one? Like
absolutely.
Amy and
well, Uber Eats, well, you're doing one order consolidated. You're only paying $2.50 each on the delivery.
If you want to look like that. Or you could look at it as like
grocery shop.
My wife makes me a better person because I'm not out drinking and being an absolute grub.
I was never doing that.
Yeah,
but
you're doing your own thing.
Do you know Deliveroo now has a subscription?
Oh, yeah. I saw the CEO of Deliveroo write this on LinkedIn, and I jumped straight onto it. I really wanted to comment, but I thought it'd be brand damaging for us.
What did you want to say?
He was saying, "Amazing guys, we've got innovation. This new subscription model." And I read it and I was like, okay, hang on. So you got to pay $15 a month or $25 a month, whatever it is.
It's more than 15, yeah.
That you then get free delivery. You're still paying money.
Yeah, but if you're getting, you only
need.
I
get it, but you can't, like you're selling it as like, oh, guys, it's, you know what would be amazing? Free delivery. That's amazing. Paying $15 to $25 just to make it out like now you get cheaper delivery. Like I get it, but the people who are buying 5-6 meals a day through a week through Deliveroo across a month have got cash. You don't have. You're not buying 30 meals. You're not buying 30 meals a month and going, oh fuck, they stung me the $5 each time.
Well, I reckon I definitely when I started using Uber Eats, I was part of the beta program. I had a friend who worked at Uber and hooked us up.
Yes.
And so at the beginning, Uber Eats was free delivery and they were asking, like they would ask questions and stuff. And one of them was when it started, they had to deliver to the door.
Yeah.
And if they didn't deliver to the door, I could complain and they would give me a $20 voucher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The great thing was
you worked that thing.
Or no car parks out the front of our place. And so they'd drive around and they'd call and like, I'm like, hey, come to the door. And like, we can't. I'd walk down, I'd come in my socks and I'd pick up the food and little did they know that I would be getting a $20 voucher.
Yeah, and none of them work for Uber anymore because of that horrible experience.
Oh, well, Uber.
But I read the comment section of that. I didn't need a comment. Everyone else was doing it.
What? Saying what?
Oh, they were just like, some of them were more technical than my thinking, but they were like talking about, added spending, increasing people's fucking expenditure on shit that they don't need. Yeah. It was interesting. And so as much as a company sells it in like, we've got this brand new thing, and I'm sure some people will utilize it because still if you've got money, I guess you don't, you've got money because you don't part with your money.
It feels like.
Always.
I would like people's opinion. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. I'm going to say Uber Eats, bad for local business.
I have heard that.
I think that based on.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Mr. 97 they take?
30%.
30% commission.
Yeah.
30 fucking percent. Imagine if every business started saying, you know what, don't use Uber, we'll give you a flat local 15% off food. And you come into the store, you use a card.
I'm sure people have done that. I mean, this is my thought around that has been, I've seen some restaurants that actually survive on it now. And I don't think it's always the right approach to go. It's almost like the acceptance of the beast.
Well, there's there's business models now around this. There's people who it's like they spent $50,000 on a fit out on like a burger joint and all they're using is the kitchen. And so there's leases now where the satellite kitchens are doing really well where it's like literally you can't go and eat there. They just – it's like Rita's Pizza in Abbotsford. They had a whole section which is like – the Uber Eats orders and delivery orders were in a completely different section.
Mr. Miyagi, a Japanese restaurant in Melbourne, has its own Rip and Lee distribution centre.
What's Rip and Lee?
Rip and Lee is a suburb. Okay. Rip and Lee distribution Uber Eats centre. So it's like a restaurant that they've set up that no one can go to other than Uber Eats drivers. Amazing. Mm. Yeah. So maybe it's like the acceptance. So if you're having the thought from prior to still battling against the adoption or sort of it entering the market.
It's like Amazon. It's here. Amazon's
you think
the same
Uber's
thing.
Going?
Yeah, well, that's what, but I don't know. Like, are we going to then, like, Rob Ward, who we've had on the show, co-founder of Quadlock, he did a post, bought an Itch Pig hoodie. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Robbie.
Support local business.
Support local business.
And I think that there's something in there. Do you reckon 97s in school, was that a thing that they cared about?
Supporting local business.
Yeah.
No, not really.
It was huge when I was on air in Shepparton.
So well, it's because that's how those towns survive.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like there's a documentary on Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And how Walmart basically, town by town, just ruined communities because they would go set up and then it's pitched in as, oh, you don't need a fish shop, you don't need your meat, you don't need, and so everyone's going there and they feel all bling bling and they've got their Walmart stuff, but it's horrendous for local business.
Yeah. So I don't know what it's going to do, but I think I think there would be, if you were, it's hard because it's fucking lacking empathy. if you're smart, work out how you can optimize
Uber Eats. You've got to charge 30% more for everything. Something. Really? You've got to be able to, like, I guess that comes down to the customer. I bought a chimichanga last night.
Yep.
A beef chilichanga.
Chilichanga. I just love that word.
Do you know what a chimichanga is?
Nah.
It's a deep fried burrito.
Yeah, it's so good but so bad.
Oh, you've
I've had one here. Yeah,
it's had seven or so.
Yeah, from Hensho in Mexico. I order it when Bree's not home.
Yeah,
because she's not a fan of Hensho in Mexico. But that meal delivered, I couldn't believe it. $30.
Yeah,
outrageous.
You know, we should hold like a. I mean, in our new space, we've got so many more, so much more room for microphones and shit. Mm-hmm. A debate between two people within the same industry, so like a restaurant owner that has.
I don't know if I can deal with the negativity.
That loves Uber.
Yeah.
That thinks it's amazing and they've optimized it for their business, and someone who it has been something of a pain in the ass. I think it would be nice to hear the two stories and understand that and hopefully settle it over a delivered chimichanga.
Have you had a chimichanga?
Yeah, I had one at your house, mate. I think
Pay for it. Fuck, that was
ages ago. Why are you for that?
No, that's fine. It was a long time ago.
All right. Anyway.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Thanks for listening. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, have we had any emails? I think we had one from Russ who pointed out that there was an Essendon footy player that on his Instagram is basically spruiking this pay $100 and be verified with a blue tick.
Oh, yeah. I talked about that ages ago. Yeah. So a lot of celebrity posts, like huge, the Kardashians and stuff. Mm. If you just scroll through in their comments, first thing is get your account verified. And then you go on. I sent Mr. 97 on a wild goose chase. And it found out that it was like a site run off one of those freebies where you had to pay through PayPal.
Yeah. Is today the 11th? Yeah, so this was today.
Sorry, I'm just also getting an update from Mum about what's for din-dins.
What is it?
I'm getting up
there. So Russ said, "Hi, fellas and Mr. 97. I saw one of the Essendon footy players today posting about how he became Instagram verified. Apparently, you can pay $100 and get the blue tick. Is this true or is this a hack? This player has gone as far as sticking the link on his Instagram bio. Keen to hear your thoughts,
dude.
On and would you pay the $100? I reckon I, as an egomaniac, I would pay the $100. This is 100% a scam. I think he's gone through a phishing site. He's like a click through, put his Instagram details on, and they've taken over.
What footy player is that? I don't know that Fantasia. I'd do it. I wouldn't buy fake followers because I think it f's you.
I did on Twitter years ago. No longer.
And I'll just give you that latest update. Wait and see, or do you have an idea? Fuck.
You're having Maccas. Is your mum very anti-Maccas?
My mum she hasn't eaten Maccas. I don't know when she. I've
could we do
never
fat
in my life seen her eat Maccas.
Could we do Fat Friday? So Maccas is Mr. 97. It's only 50 metres away.
Oh, from the new space.
From the new office?
Yeah, it's, mate.
It's walkie talkie sort of territory.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'd be able to go. Do you reckon your mum would have like a. Is she a red meat eater?
No. She won't eat a Maccas. Nor will my dad ever.
A fillet of fish?
Nah, she won't. She'd have it. Maybe a chippy.
Some nuggets?
But I don't. She's not. Nah.
Nuggets are fucking gross now that I think about it anyway.
My mum.
A lot of food chat today. It's a daily talk show.
He got me again, guys.
Tomorrow is Friday. Fat Friday.
Yeah.
We haven't even thought about it, have we?
We got a bit on.
What do you want to do?
Got a bit to think about. I don't know.
Reading contracts.
I'll find out.
Any idea? Maybe something sweet. If you've got any suggestions, let us know as well. Let me do that bit. There's a reason why you don't do that bit.
Now we worked out what he brings to the business.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email. And send us your suggestions. What should we have for Fat Fridays tomorrow? Just let us know before 1 o'clock tomorrow, midday tomorrow.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.